Okay, spit it out. Why am I here? Is that it? You've been here the entire weekend and the best you've got is someone mentioning they saw me in his study. Who was it anyway? That rat-faced fuck, Professor Plum? Fine. Keep your secrets. Honestly, I completely understand your desire for my company. But really, it's the Colonel and that whore of his you should be speaking to. Oh, please. Which second-rate detective agency did they get you from? Well, if you really must know, the same day it happened, I saw Colonel Mustard and Mrs. Peacock going into the library. Around 10 o'clock. Okay, well, if you really want my take, it probably had something to do with the fact that the Colonel has been bending Mrs. Peacock over his desk for the last 6 months. You look shocked, Detective. Though it's hardly a secret. That woman has a certain reputation. What do I mean? I mean that woman has turned more tricks than Harry Houdini. Believe me, she's cock by name and cock by nature. Only last year someone caught her in the Reverend's office on her knees. And she wasn't praying, if you catch my drift. A man of God? Really, Detective? You're too innocent. Who else? Well, there were rumors that she was sleeping with Professor Plum. A few students spotted her on campus after dark. But that seems to be over since the Colonel returned from the Far East. No, he didn't take it well at all. At the last dinner party, he couldn't stop telling me about how he had just got his hands on a revolver. Maybe. I've always tried to keep my distance from him. Now, since I've told you all of this, I want to know, who was it who told you that I was in the study? Come on, Detective. Enough of the foreplay. Spill it. Plum. I knew it. That Weasley fuck. Wait, so let me get the facts straight. He told you he saw me enter the study with a candlestick. Well, I can think of far better places to stick that. Never you mind where. Do you think there's a possibility you may have missed something in the library? Well, shall we go and take a look together? Shh, quickly. No one is around. There's no one here. That's the desk over there. There must be something. Check the drawers. Nothing? Well, what do you usually do in these situations? A recreation of the scene. How does that help? I see. So, how does this work? So I would be playing Mrs. Peacock and you would be the Colonel. Sounds simple enough. Well, if I know Mrs. Peacock, first she would push you into the chair, like this. Then she would lower herself onto her knees and spread your legs apart, just like this. What then? Well, then she would slowly run her hands up your thighs, just like this. Oh my, Detective, is there something you would like to share with me? Well, I don't need your powers of deduction to feel you pressing against me. Shh, shh, shh. I'm game if you are. Oh, and here I was thinking you were a novice. Well, there's certainly nothing amateur about this. Why don't you let me take care of you? I never said I was a saint. Like this. I love your dick in my mouth. You like these pretty green eyes looking up at you? And then these plump, scarlet lips wrapped around your cock? Now might I show you something even Mrs. Peacock can't do? Come on, push my head down. I can take it. No, be gentle. The kinkier, the better. Look at my lovely lipstick smudged all over your cock. I love choking on cock. It makes my pussy wet. Fuck. I'm dripping down my thighs. I can afford a blemish on my character, but never on my clothes. Let me just slip out of this red dress. You can pick your mouth back up, darling. Now, if you're quite ready, I want you to bend me over this desk, spread my legs, and slide that hard cock deep inside of me. Don't tease me, detective. It didn't end so well for the last man who played that game. That's it. Slide into me. Oh, fuck. Yes, detective. Yes. Do it nice and slow for me. Yes. Nice, slow. Fuck. Tell me how good my pussy feels. My God, yes. Pull my hair like you mean it. Yes, just like that. Now give it to me hard. Yes, yes, just like that. I feel so good. Look at your dick going in and out so fast. Fucking me so hard. Yes. Fucking give it to me. Yes. 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 Spank that ass, please. Spank it, detective. I want you to leave a mark. Yes. Harder. Harder. Detective. Fuck, tell me you love that fucking tight pussy. I'll grab my hips and fuck me. Good, deeper. Deeper. I need it all. Yes. Yes. Pound me like a fucking whore. Pound me like a dirty common whore. Just like that. Just like that. Make me come, detective. Make me fucking come. Yes. Feel that. It's so fucking good. Yes. Yeah. Don't stop. Don't you dare hold back. I'm so close. I need your heart come deep inside me. I want every last drop. Yes. Use it. Use me. Use that fucking gun. Yes. God. Don't stop. You're filling me up so good. Yes. Yes. I'm gonna come. I'm so close. You know I'm ready for it. This whore was born ready. Now come with me. Come inside my tight gun. Yes. Yes. Oh, detective. You make my cunt go crazy. I haven't been fucked like that since college. Oh, look at it dripping down my cunt. You taste delicious. God, I always forget just how much of a slut for cum I am. After all that, I need a cigarette. A pity. Could you fetch me a drink then? The drink tray is over there. Make mine a bourbon on the rocks. You know, detective, I never understood why they called private investigators dicks. But I must say, after that performance, you've greatly improved my understanding. Cheers. To a night of vices. Well, I'm game for another round if you are. Fabulous. I must say, there's a billiard table just down the corner that I would love to stretch out on. Then who knows? After a few more drinks, I may be willing to let you experience something even tighter.